Hello.
Hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Jay, and we're just conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? The next question is just for statistical purpose only, but do you think of yourself as a male, a female, or something else? Can you be so kind, share your opinion?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help us. Now, moving forward, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you tell me what is the year of your birth?
90.
Thank you. Now, moving forward, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, what is your race? Are you white Caucasian, black African American, American Indian, Haitian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Black African American.
Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? How about the future of the planet? Do you feel positive or negative? What's your opinion?
Positive.
Positive, okay. How about your own future, positive or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. How about the future of the country? Same question.
Positive.
Positive. Okay, now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, but how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you personally? Now, please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. Any number, from 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Now, moving forward, of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Crime, climate change, national security, gun violence, economy and cost of living, mental health, racism and discrimination, student loans, education, abortion access, health care, and immigration. Can you pick 3? Gun violence, okay.
Gun violence, student loans.
Okay, student loans.
And cost of living.
Yes, affecting all of us. Okay, now let's move forward. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most right at this moment in your life? Relationship, like romantic partnerships or friendships, improving or maintaining physical health, contributing to a positive change in your community, advancing in your career, improving or maintaining mental health, having or caring for children, your education, hobbies and free time activities, or caring for senior family members, or economic security and financial independence, or work-life balance. What would be the 3 that you currently prioritize the most right now in this chapter of your life?
My children.
Mm-hmm.
My relationship, my marriage.
Okay, excellent.
And my career.
And your career. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Okay, let's move forward. Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? And now it's to your identity. Now, you may choose up to 3, okay? Now, your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, a friend, or being a woman, or your profession, your spiritual religious belief, your sexual orientation, your personality, being young, or being a member of your racial ethnic group, being an American, or your hobbies or interests. Can you pick 3 that are most important to your identity?
Being a mother,
mm-hmm.
wife, and
your personality, being young, being American, your profession.
My personality.
Okay. Being a woman, being a member of your racial or ethnic group. Any other one? Your spiritual?
My racial and ethnic group.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, let's move forward real quick. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to 2 of the following. Happiness, exhaustion, disappointment, sadness, anger or frustration, pride, dread, or hope when you think about the American political system? Which of those emotions do you feel the most often?
Disappointed.
Okay.
And maybe exhausted.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Succession. Yeah. Okay. Now, which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion, even if it's not exactly right? Okay, ma'am. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. That's number one. And number two, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Now, the last statement, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one of those three comes closer to your opinion?
The second one.
Second one, thank you. Now, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Division and gridlock between political parties, power-hungry politicians seeking control, or corporate money has too much influence, or the two-party system, or too many all-white men in power, or politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, or systematic racism, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. If you have to pick three, that the most of
Not enough people of different races being involved, and too corporate.
The corporate has too much money to make influence,
yeah.
Okay? Thank you. Another one, like division and gridlock between political parties, power-hungry politicians seeking control, too many old white men in power, politicians out of touch with the daily life of most people. Can you pick another one? Systematic racism.
Systematic racism.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? How about the decisions that the Supreme Court takes? Does that affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The Supreme Court.
Somewhat.
How about the Congress? Same question. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
Somewhat.
How about community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions? How much they affect your personal life? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
A little.
Okay. How about ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly? How those affect your life personally? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Okay. And how about your state government? Same question. A lot, somewhat, little, not at all?
A lot.
A lot. Okay. How about President Biden? How much that affects your personal life, the decisions made by President Biden? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
So what? Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward. Okay, I'm sorry. Here we go. Okay. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, for each one, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, or contacting representatives, etc. Okay? Now, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. Now, will that help to enact you to change to civic participation, motivating you, very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Very motivating.
Okay. How about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ+ customers and deny them service? Will that make you very, very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivating?
Somewhat motivated.
Okay. How about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means college or universities can no longer take a race into consideration in admissions? Same question. Will that be very motivating for you, somewhat motivating,
Very motivating.
Very motivating. Okay. How about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Will that be very motivating for you, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all unmotivated?
Very motivating.
Very motivating. Okay, we almost finished, man. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change that you want to see in the U.S.? Attending a protest. You think that action will be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all to make change?
For myself?
Yeah, the change that you want to see in the U.S. You think attending a protest will be a very effective action? Somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all effective?
Not very effective.
Not very, okay. How about volunteering for an advocacy organization? Advocacy, I'm sorry. Volunteer for advocacy organization. Very effective? Somewhat effective?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. How about sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or in social media? Same question. Very, somewhat? Not very or not at all affected?
A little.
Okay. Somewhat affected? Should I record that as an answer?
Okay. Yeah.
How about voting in elections? Same question. Same option. Very affected, somewhat, not very, not at all.
Very.
Very affected, okay. How about boycotting a company? You think that action will be very affected, somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives? Very, somewhat.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. How about signing a petition? That's the last one. You think that action will be very effective? Somewhat? Not very or not?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that might have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. Now, the following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Now, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections? If you haven't, you know, you may choose up to three. You didn't know how to or when to vote or register. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. Or you didn't, you didn't think your vote will be counted properly. Or you did not have the time to vote. Or the candidates didn't represent your values. Or voting doesn't change the things that matters to you. Or your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. Or you didn't know enough about the candidates. Or there was an intimidating presence at your polling place. If you have to pick three. Can you pick three of them?
Not knowing enough about the candidates.
Okay.
Not knowing when the election was.
Okay, not having that. Okay. No, what do you, okay. Did he know when, which, okay. Another one?
Maybe long lines.
The long lines, okay. Here, that's the, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move forward, okay. Let's finish this up. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Okay. Here's the first one. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making a record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes. Now, the probable few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. Now, we must fight back and demand the corporations to be held accountable and pay their fair share. Will that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
A little more, okay? I'm going to speed it up so we can finish real quick, okay, man? Just give me one more minute. Now, the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cap pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. Now, this is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel in Climate Change, or the IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past to the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a liable and sustainable future. Would that make you engage a lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot less.
A lot less, okay. Now, young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters the size, influence on election outcomes. Now, let's put this power into action so our government reflects us and our values. Would that make you engage a lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
A little more? Okay. How about in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering a near-total ban in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our own rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Engage a lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
A little more, okay. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move to a different one. Where are the media sources that you check most for the new content? You may choose up to two. Do you check the national TV news stations, Instagram, Twitter, international news outlets, podcasts, TikTok, Facebook, local TV stations, YouTube, or news or information articles online? Can you pick two?
The news, national,
okay,
the local.
Okay. And what other ones? TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, local TV news stations?
Local TV.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, just for a statistical purpose, thinking about the content you consume online, now, which topics do you seek up the most? You may choose up to two. Hobbies or tips or hacks, sports, humors or memes, health, beauty, self-care, news, current events, shows or movies, business, finance, music, science, technology, or government and politics. Can you pick two?
Business and health.
Business and health, okay. Business and finance and the health and beauty self-care. Those two? Is that right?
Beauty, yeah.
Okay. Hey, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, or three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
Yes.
And you play politics today. Do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Independent.
Okay. And you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Democratic.
Democrats. Okay. Now, how would you describe your employment status?
Self-employed.
Okay. Self-employed. Thank you. Parent. Okay. Now, for who did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted Democrat.
Okay. Joe Biden? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And last year, that was 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$60,000.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now, thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. It was a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. Okay. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Bye-bye, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, Mary. Okay. 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 self-employed. Employment.